This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. There is a new eye on the news coming out of Detroit and out of Michigan. Al Jazeera America was launched August 20th on cable lineups in 48 million American homes, and it's opened 12 bureaus across the nation, including a Detroit bureau. Joining us now is the correspondent for this new Detroit bureau, BC O'Neely-Erie. Welcome, BC.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
You know, BC, I'm speaking to you literally on the 12th anniversary of 9/11. And for so many Americans, their first contact with Al Jazeera came after the attacks, when it was airing videos of Osama bin Laden and running stories criticizing the Bush administration. And that gave people a sense that Al Jazeera was anti-American or a mouthpiece for terrorists. What kind of response have you gotten from people as they hear that you're now with Al Jazeera America?
Well, I can tell you the response from family and friends has been very positive. I understand that there are people out there who still may have a negative perception of Al Jazeera, but I believe that viewers who are on the fence just give AJAM a try, they just might be pleasantly surprised by what they find.
How large a gap is there between that public perception of Al Jazeera and what you're seeing?
What do you mean by that?
That public perception that people maybe aren't sure what Al Jazeera stands for, and, right. And then here you are, part of the team now, so you're really seeing it from the inside out.
Right. Well, one of the things that I'm most impressed about Al Jazeera is its coverage. I'm seeing stories from places across the world, some places I didn't even know existed. So, I mean, I just see really fact-based journalism, an organization that's about integrity. Again, I understand that there may be some negative perceptions, but I think that once they take some time to actually watch the network, that they may change their mind about it.
What will we be seeing when people tune in?
Well, people should expect great news coverage. Al Jazeera America has access to the largest news gathering service in the world. So, as I mentioned, viewers will come across many stories that aren't covered by other networks. Another draw for me coming to the network is that I'll have the opportunity here in my area to really focus on human interest stories. The viewers will, again, see in-depth coverage of how domestic news and world events affect their lives. Like right now, Syria has been making the headlines, and mm-hmm. So they have been, you know, in Syria. They have correspondents, you know, on Capitol Hill, outside the White House. So it's like they have a lot of resources, and they devote a lot of time to really explaining the story in an unbiased way.
BC, do you expect to have an uphill climb to win viewers over to Al Jazeera America?
You know, I think that it will be interesting. I'm not sure. Like, I really can't speak on that, but I think that it will be interesting. I think that there seems to be quite a bit of interest, at least with people that I'm talking to. People are reaching out to their cable provider because, as you mentioned, right now we're just reaching about 48 million households. And I know that there are still some things being worked out with a couple network or cable providers. So I think that once we're on the same playing field as every other network, that there, you know, really may be a chance to succeed.
What's behind that interest that you speak of? You say, you know, people are interested in seeing what you're doing. What do you think drives that interest?
I think it's because of the name. I think it's because of Al Jazeera America. And I think that there's just a curiosity, you know, is it what some people who have negative perceptions about it believe, or is it something different? And I know that amongst a lot of people that I know, they are aware that Al Jazeera really has a reputation of just being like real fact-based. They're not throwing their opinion, the reporters and the anchors aren't throwing their opinions into their storytelling. You know, it's just these are the facts, you decide for yourself.
BC O'Neely-Erie, who is the Detroit correspondent for Al Jazeera America. Thank you so much for talking with us, BC.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.